congrats on the new coaching gig. And I do believe, correct me if I'm wrong, this is your first head coaching job, isn't it?
At the high school level, yes.
You have had a chance to coach in the junior high ranks. You did a little bit of that at Dundee County Stratton. Had you, since coming over to Chase County, had been helping out there as well?
Yeah, I coached with under Whitney Burke at the junior high this year in the fall for volleyball. So that was kind of nice just to kind of get my foot in the door and settle in a little bit at the new school.
Has it always been kind of a goal? Hey, I'd like to be a head coach, a varsity head coach one of these days.
It is, yeah. It definitely was for me in the long term, whether it was volleyball or track. And it just really worked out that they had Christy, you know, wanting to go watch Bryn and Mal and all of her other kids, you know, play college ball. And there wasn't really much interest into stepping in to fill her shoes, as they are pretty big. So it worked out really good to kind of have that opportunity now that I'm in my teaching career and coaching career later on.
Well, no question. Longhorns had coming off a really good season. I'm sure following them and lost some good kids, but that cupboard is not bare at all. You've got some dynamite players coming back.
Yes, we have both Rusher girls coming back. We have seven seniors, all very well-rounded. We have a good junior group coming in, and there's a lot of player development at the sophomore level. And obviously, our upcoming freshmen are very talented. They're bringing a lot of depth and a lot of different things. Players that can play really anywhere. There's just a lot of options, which makes my job very hard kind of coming into this, which is really good that there's just so much depth and longevity going into the program.
And expectations. I mean, they had coming off a great year last year. You want to keep this baby going with the experience you have coming back.
Yes, that has been a lot of the spring and, you know, prepping and reaching out to colleagues of mine that have been coaching volleyball particularly for years or are retired with championship wins under their belt, kind of picking their brain on how to really punt. The girls want to go to state, so punching their ticket is a goal, and just trying to see what we can do in the summer because that's where it's going to start to set their season off really strong.
You mentioned the Rusher girls. I know Carly Anderson back. I was impressed with her being a hitter last year. So I think Landry, of course, being a cook community college, I think they ran a 6-2. So I think you do have one of your other setters back this next year, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yes. Anna Aragon is coming in for a senior this year. She's working really hard, kind of getting in the weight room this summer to work on her vertical to add in the block. And, you know, Miranda Spadey's coming back as a senior as well. She had some pretty good playing time and is a very well all-around hitter and defensive player. So there's not much room right now for replacing the seniors that had left, because our seniors, right, the upcoming seniors are really stepping in and filling a lot of roles, as are some of the other players coming in, and we're really looking forward to what they have and their work that they're wanting to put in. They're really hungry, and I think that's going to feed into the summer and the fall later on. So there's some really good players like Carly and both Rusher girls coming back in, and they played amazing up front and block. That was very hard for a lot of teams to get around Riley and Haley blocking together. And Carly is a very good all-around player. She plays all six rotations this last year, so she's coming in as a leader, and their leadership ability is what's setting them apart right now. It's very exciting to see them come in and step up and really push the younger girls to kind of fall in and want to grow and build that, because they know what hard loss that was to Kearney Catholic in the district finals, and I don't think they really want to experience that again if they don't have to. So,
well, a lot of folks know about the athletic programs there at Chase County High School. A lot of these girls are three-sport athletes in volleyball and in basketball, and we know all about the track and field side. So they're conditioned. You know darn well they're going to hit the weight room over the summer. You've got coaches who'll get them in, coaches that handle that. So conditioning and experience, that should pay off for, you're hoping, a really good season next fall.
Yeah, we have a pretty tough schedule, which is really good as a coach. I think that it's really nice to be able to play those tougher teams that can kind of prepare you for situations that happen in your sub-district and district, hoping to kind of keep them mentally going and just kind of getting out of that thing. That thing is right now, and like this summer we're going to Kearney Top 10, which they invite a lot of the state runner-up, like state players and teams that came in, and that's going to give them a good start to their, like, fall practices, because it's right before practice starts. So the girls are really ready, and get them in the weight room is really, really important. I think they all really need that, but a lot of rest, too. So they are three-sport athletes, majority of them, and they need a little bit of time to take a little bit of a break and breathe and then come back hungry and ready to go.